Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, my fears are gone. Say, my fears are gone. Say, by the power in the name of Jesus, my fears are gone. Say, my fears are gone. And as we are singing, I just feel that there are some people, you actually have a fear of progressing in the things of the Spirit. You have a fear of progressing. Like you are fearful, like perhaps you are wondering, okay, if I give myself so much into this, perhaps it will take over me. Don't worry. Fear is not part of Christianity. And for somebody also, you are feeling, will I ever meet up? Will I ever meet up with what has been said about me? Will I ever meet up with the responsibility that is placed before me? Don't forget, fear is not part of your faith. Hallelujah. Fear is not part of your faith. Okay, sorry, before we progress in the world, welcome somebody. No, not by sitting down. And most importantly, welcome our new latest couple, the first couple of in the Edify Assembly. Find them, if you know them. If you're a bachelor, don't be... everybody should welcome the first couple in Edify Assembly. Don't be envied or whatever they call it. Bachelors, don't be jealous. Welcome somebody. Ojute, welcome somebody. Rousey, welcome them. Yeah, Lord, we do your own. You will see a lady to lie to. That I will give you all of my heart. Ensure you have greeted everybody. Don't wait for the first timer's time. Ask for their names. You are welcome. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Palaro Sandio Kati Poti Kalamo Zappa Teto Rasta. We are thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say we are blessed by God's word. Say we are blessed by God's spirit. Say we are blessed in Jesus' name. No, the three are actually the same. In church, we get blessed by the spirit. We get blessed by the word. And we get blessed in the name. Hallelujah. Bible says, God gave me a name which is above every other name. And we know that the name was given to him after he rose from the dead. Philippians chapter 2. And the same way, Romans chapter 8 verse 9, if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, the same spirit shall what quicken your mortal body. So the spirit that blesses us is the same spirit of the risen Christ. Amen. So the spirit was given to man based on what? The same resurrection. So say I'm blessed by God's name. Say I'm blessed in the name of Jesus. Say I'm blessed by the spirit. Say I'm blessed by the word. No, he said in Romans chapter 10, he said the word is near thee. Even in your heart, in your mouth, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if you what? Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So the name, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of who? Of Christ, of the risen Christ. So is the same post-resurrection Christ, it is in him that we are blessed. It's in sharing the word of the risen Christ. Not just the incarnated, not just the Jesus of the four gospels, but the Jesus that died and rose again. Praise God. So it is in sharing these details that we are blessed. Amen. Say, I'm blessed by God's word. Say, I'm blessed by the Spirit. You say, I'm blessed in the name. Thanks a lot, everybody. Oh, well, nice seeing you today. Okay, I won't be doing our salvation today. Although I promise you that I won't say too much deep things on Sunday. Maybe I will defy a bit today. Today will be our Jesus. Amen. Part 3, investigating the journey of Jesus. Part 3. Hallelujah. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. Oh, thank you, Lord. Don't allow fear to grip you. Don't allow fear to grip you. Fear cripples the power of God. Fear cripples the ministry of angels around you. I remember, it's not just a week ago right now, no, I was somewhere at work in the middle of the night where I was working somewhere, and my colleague that ought to be with me beside that plant, he was not there. And I was just wondering, why am I just alone and stuff like that? Not praying, not really doing much of spiritual things. And I just lit up my eyes, and in just a flash, I saw this mighty angel. He's as tall as a 5-story building. Standing just, let me say, not more than 5 meters from where I am. I just saw it in a flash of like a second, and it just went off. I said, whoa, so I'm never alone. Praise God. See, the vision is not why you should know that you are not alone. By the word, you should know that you are never alone. You have a mighty... Do you know what the Bible is saying? Is it 1 Peter chapter 1 verse? Is it 1 or 2 Peter? He said, we are garrisoned with the power of God. Say, I'm garrisoned. Say, I am equipped. Say, I am surrounded with the power of God. He said in the book of Psalms, he said, the angels of the Lord does what? Encamps around those who fear him and what? Delivers them. So even don't this is not a motivational speaking, but don't get scared of moving forward. What has the Lord placed in you to do? Don't get scared. Just bounce into it. If I will say this way, you will not be the first person that will fail in something before. Praise God. You move forward. It is when you stop trying, that is when you fail. So they say. But in Christ Jesus, we know that failure is not ours. Amen? It will always be victory. Say, for me, it's victory. Say, for me, it's victory. Say, for me, it's victory always. Say, I will not know a day of defeat. Say, about my health, about my finances, I will not know a day of defeat. Say, I will not know a day of defeat. Say, this is my word. This is my persuasion. This is my confession. This is what I will see. Say, I cannot be manipulated. Say, I cannot be manipulated. See, if you are afraid of mixing up with people that you don't know if they will use your gift, they will just manipulate you somehow. You are a kingdom on your own. You are a domain on your own. You carry God, don't you know? You carry the spirit. You carry discernment. Ha, 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 ha. Praise God. When you pass through the whole day and you don't even know how it went, just get back inside, lock up your room 3 hours, go in tongues again. Next day, don't even go in tongues. Don't even mention those specific things that happened the previous day. Just go in tongues. The next day, you will come out again with all boldness. You will think you are down, but no. You just got refreshed. Hallelujah. For they that wait upon the Lord, what happens to them? They will exchange their weakness for God's strength. Praise God. Say, I'm strong. Say, I can challenge life. Say, life will not challenge me. I will challenge life. I will tell life, these stuffs are made up of. Aha. Oh, glory to God. Don't be scared. Is it doctor's report? Is it bills? Don't be scared. Move forward. Approach it. You are garrisoned with the power of God. You are garrisoned with favor. You are not the one that will be asking for favor, that Lord favor me today. No. Nobody, do you know the meaning of reconciliation? In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18. Say, all things are of God who has what? Reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Reconciliation is what I call you have been restored into God's favor. No, I've told you there is a difference between being restored by favor and being restored into favor. When you are going to Lagos from Abuja and you entered a solid bus, what do they call it? Hitchhike. What do they call it in which language? Solid, right? At Zuba. You have 4 cars that are all going to Lagos. Ah, but sister, come. They will be to carry your bag. Please come. But once you enter their bus, and you pay, if they can now put a big bag of fish on your lap, bah, sister. Why did they put this in your lap? Beg, manager, why? You are being restored by favor, not into favor. But maybe you are just looking for a vehicle and you just saw one limo. What do you call it, limo? Sorry, let me say the one maybe you used to. Lemon, Jesus. You say it's not possible. But, okay, although I don't drive a limo, but I pick people. Praise God. I just saw one nice 2016 Range Rover. I said, where are you going? I'm going to Lagos. Can you enter? And as you enter, you just discover that the whole back seat is for you. In one place, a TV is facing you, and that place, you just press something, the freezer just moves in, you know, you can see DSTV, hallelujah. That is, you are being restored where into favor, hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I'm a believer. Say, I am currently in the ocean of God's favor. Say, God did not just toast me in. He brought me into toasting. Hallelujah. It's not, thank God for my wonderful brother. Like I know you didn't just toast your wife in, just marry. No, you brought her into love, right? Praise God. Not that you brought her by love. You know, there's me by love. And when someone just carry you every day, just Mr. Biggs, shawarma, please, only generator, shawarma, Mr. Biggs, everything. You know, that is, you don't really know his plan. Praise God. Maybe after he saw everything he's doing for, say, ha-ha. I beg, go and check what come board. There should be one remaining Gary there. Say, is that the life you promised me? Hallelujah. Say, our God is always good, just like that. Say, our God is always good, just like that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. John chapter 1. Not Jobo, John. So, we are being on this series for a while right now. We call it Our Jesus. This will be part 3, part 1 and 2. I think part 1 is already on the site. I didn't know if part 2 is already there. If it's not there, we'll ensure it's there very soon. No, part 2 is there. Part 2 is there. So, you can download part 1 and part 2 on the ndfireassembly.org. Help us to share with your friends and get them blessed also. So what we are doing in this series is we are looking at who is Jesus. Who is Jesus? Where do we have Jesus in the Old Testament? When did he start his existence? Who is he? Why is he so special to the world? Hallelujah. So this will be part 3. That means we have said a lot of things. I will just progress, but don't worry, you will catch up if you have not been with us from the beginning. So who was he before the incarnation, before he came to the world? Who was he? John 1 from verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness for the light, that all men through him might believe. Don't forget, in this place, we read every Bible. Pastor is not your reader. I am reading for myself. You read for yourself, okay? So if I don't mount a seed on you to open your Bible, ensure you are opening. Praise God. Because there's an angel that's stationed behind your head that is looking at you. So if you see a tickle behind your ear, it means you are not opening your Bible. It's like, Sister Book, can you hear me? Yeah, catch you there. Okay, verse 7. The same came for a witness, that was John, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Verse 8. It was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Verse 9, that was a true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. 11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12, everybody read, you want to go? But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Okay, so verse 11 there, he said he came unto his own, and his own did not receive him. Well, you may think his own day is talking about Israel, but I will say he's actually talking about humanity. He came unto his own, and his own did not receive him. This is not yet talking about the four gospels, but he's talking about how through the ages, he has been coming. Hallelujah. He came to Abraham. Praise God. The word was preached to Abraham. That was Jesus coming to him. He came to Noah. He came to Abel. Funny enough, he came to Adam in the garden. What do you think the tree of life means? I'm not saying it's Jesus that disappeared into the tree of life, no. But the word, the message of Jesus is more important than his personality. If you like, if you have a 3D picture of Jesus in your room from top to bottom, you went to Jerusalem, you had JP, HP, FP, which other P do we have? JP, HP, and what? ZP. You have all the P's, and you don't have the words of this Jesus in your mouth. You don't know Jesus. Knowing Jesus is not about the picture. It's not about the frames. It's not about his bicep, tricep, his mustache, all those stuff that they paint for us. And you know the photographer that photographed Jesus 2,000 years ago. And we see, okay, this is how he looks like. I don't know how they are able to retain that. It's a mystery. Praise God. Now draw Mary for you. Mary, one nice over-faced girl. Like round face, like sister, is it right? Yeah, yes. Circular, stuff was like like she knows that Sherry Mango. Yeah, I said that is Mary, mother of God, pray for us sinners, Selah. Okay, so his own will be more than Israel. He came to humanity, he has been coming. Now verse 12 now says, as many as received him, he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Ooh. So, it's possible for you, that word, power here in verse 12, that is exousia, they have the authority. So, when you receive him, although he has not died, because when Abraham received the gospel, Jesus has not been born, but to receive him ahead of time, from Isaiah 53 verse 1, what will you do? You will uncover the power of God. Who has believed our reports? For when you believe the report of God, what will happen? The power of God will be unveiled, will be revealed unto you. So when you ask me, where did Noah, or let me say, where did Moses get the power to part the Red Sea? From John 1 verse 12, what's the answer? How did Moses get the power to part the Red Sea? The right to be the Son of God. That would mean he utilized part of our own power today. Do you get that? Right there is authority. No, he didn't say they are sons of God, right? He said, but they have the power, the rights, the authority, to become. So the things that sons of God can do, will do in the future, they could do, but they don't have the essence of that sonship in them as them. Is that clear? Is that better? Okay, good. So where did Moses get the power to part the Red Sea? It's not just one ambiguous power, it's the right to be the sons of God. Where did Abraham and Sarah get the power to conceive in their old age? The right to be the son of God. So John 1:12 is not actually our own authority, our own perimeter today. It's for them. Say I don't just have a right. I am a son of God. Say it's my reality. No, when you have a right means like somebody is in your house. Say, okay, now, sir, as long as you're in this house, you can drive this car, you can do this, you can go here, because I brought you to my house. I give you the right to. But do you know? I don't have to give Bubu the rights to operate anything in my house. She will go and do it. You understand? I don't have to tell her that you are permitted. No. The birth process is the permission. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, you are a son. You don't just have the right. That's why our own power is called dunamis. A power that is always with you. Inherent power. Are you with me? Praise God. They call theirs exousia. But we see all those shades later. So, before his incarnation, if you're writing, write this down. Before his incarnation, we found him in the prophecies of the prophets. We found him in the words of the prophets. Abraham saw my day. Abraham saw his day by believing in God's report. John 8:56. Try and open up scripture. Understanding is yours. Church is a place where we study Jesus. Jesus. What is Jesus in Hausa? Yes. Yes? What do you call it? Same thing. They could not twist it somehow. Oh, poor people. They will have something different. No, Shineke is God now. Abba. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. So nobody could change the name to something else. Hallelujah. No, they say it's called grace because Jesus is five-letter word. That means if you're a Yoruba, you can say Jesus. Jesus is four-letter word. That would mean there is no power in Yoruba Jesus. There's no grace in the Jesus. Yes. Until you use the five-letter word. And that would mean even the Hebrew themselves, they don't have power in that is Yeshua. How many words? That is six. Yeshua is six. So it's not about the numerology. Hallelujah. It's about the power in the name. Say, I have power in the name of Jesus. Say, I've got power. Okay, now. So we are in John chapter 8, verse 56. One, two, go. Let's read together. Everybody, your eyes on your Bible. E-Bible is allowed. Research Bible is allowed. Just ensure the data is switched off. And if you cram the Bible in your head, so you are smiling. I can't Bible is allowed. Sorry, where's my... Oh, my can't brother is not around. Okay, one, two, go. John 8, 56. Let's read. Yes. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. Wow. He rejoiced to see my day. Let me read 57. You read 58 for me. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old. And art thou seen Abraham too? 58. Want to go? Yes. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So when he was saying, before Abraham was, I am, he was talking about his deity. He was talking about the fact that, hey, I am the one that even Abraham believed in. So he was talking about his deity, that he existed before Abraham. But when he said, Abraham saw my day, that was a bit different. To see his day now means Abraham saw perhaps a glimpse of his death, burial and resurrection, even in the Old Testament. And funny enough, what saved Abraham is not why Abraham got justification was not because he believed in that deity of Jesus. It was not because he believed that before Abraham was I am. It's not because he believed that he was God, but because he believed in his day. His day is the issue. Bible says in James chapter 2, it says demons believe in God and they tremble. So that you say, I believe in God, I have faith in God, that is not enough. Faith in God will take you to hell. Amen? Faith in just God, it will take you to hell. You have to know, let me say this way. You have to know the God that saves. The God that saves is the God you see in Christ. And what do you mean by in Christ? The God that saved is the God that became a man, died for your sin, rose again. Praise God. So several people will be in church, and when the Lord comes, they will go to hell. Why? Because they never knew what it takes to be saved. We come to church, we thought it is our worship that is responsible for our salvation. We thought it's our offering, it's our giving, it's our shaking your bones for Jesus. No. What is responsible? It's not even that you are reading the word. It's not that you are praying. And it's not that you are faking tongues. Some people fake tongues. Praise God. What is responsible for your salvation is because you believe in his day. What is day? The day he died for you, the day he rose again. Say the death, the burial, resurrection of Jesus are the strict perimeters of my salvation. Say as long as those events cannot change, my salvation is unchangeable. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, let's look. So they saw him ahead of time. Abraham saw him ahead of time. Men saw his day. John 1:29. Open. Oh, glory to God. John 1:29. I will be explaining a lot of concepts today. That's why I told my brother to give us a nice glimpse of Hebrews chapter 7 earlier. And you will enjoy today. Just sit back. Still have an hour to go. Want to go? Yes. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him. And seeth what? Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. That was his day. Sorry, one thing I didn't add the other time is that it's not about, if maybe some of you said, okay, which day were you saved? Well, it was a day that Ryan Bukke came to a Kukusedo, or maybe Pastor W.F. Kumi, African what? Eh? Jesus. That Kukusedo, you do every Easter now. What's his name again? African. Jesus. It's not Easter retreat. Yes, Easter retreat. I shall go for that one too. Yes, there's one African white crusade. Yes. That you shall do, they will put projection everywhere. But pastor will be preaching from maybe at times somewhere in Africa, but and everywhere miracles will be happening. Anyway, so if they ask you that, which day do you become born again? Yes, I remember there was a day I came out, I was having ulcer, so I came out for that meeting, and the man of God prayed for me and laid hands on me. And since that day, I'll start coming to church. Brother, check if you are truly saved though. Believing in Jesus for healing is not salvation. It's to believe in him for what? Sin. It's not believing in him for a job. It's not believing in him for a boo. It's like I've posted about 10 girls, all of them that give you no. Red card. Say, God, if you just give me one, I will serve you. You are not saved. You are saved by boo and pay Jesus. Say, Jesus died for my sins. Say, I believe in what he did for sins. Come on, you're not talking. Say, I believe in what he did for sins. Don't say this is an elementary. Now, you're not talking about deep things. Those are the deep things. This is deep enough. Sela, it's deep enough. Oh. Good. Okay. Okay, verse 30. John 1, read 29. See verse 30. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. Now, how much older was John the Baptist more than Jesus? Who knows? 6 months, right? So, who was older? John, right? But John is saying in verse 30 that he was before me. So, who can tell me what is the difference between verse 29 and verse 30? Look at your Bible, but Joshua, it's not my face. 29 is talking about what, sir? His purpose, his day. What of verse 30? His deity. Hallelujah. 30 is talking about he was God. But 29 is talking about what? Redemption. So, which one saved you? It was God or redemption? Redemption. Now, of course, in redemption, you won't deny that it was God. But if you stop your journey at verse 30, you didn't progress to 29, you're not saved, bro. Good. Hebrews chapter 11. So, who was Jesus? How can you find Jesus in Genesis to Malachi? You will find him in words, in utterances, in what they said. Some people now saw that day ahead of time. Some people saw what he will do ahead of time. They spoke about it and they were justified. That will mean even today, like I said, you are not saved because you saw Jesus physically. You are saved because you put his words in your mouth. So that word of Jesus, the good thing about it is that it's as valid whether he has died or he has not died. Wow. That's strong. Whether he has not died, if you speak about his death, burial, and resurrection, you will obtain a receipt of justification, which you will later catch when? When he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Do you get that? Hallelujah. Say the word is powerful. Brethren, don't seek experiences. Don't just seek some jingolesis. Don't seek pictures. Don't seek the video of Jesus. Put his words in your mouth. That word is potent. People that never saw Jesus, they saw his day ahead of time. Let's see them. Hebrews 11. Okay, verse 6. We stopped at verse 6 last time. By faith, what? Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and he went out, not knowing whether he went. You can say, what is the significance of this one to faith? Don't forget what we are talking about. We are talking about, when we are talking about the day of Jesus, we are talking about the sufferings of Christ and what? The glory that will follow. So it's either he saw the suffering of Christ or he saw the glory that will follow the sufferings of Christ. Let's see Genesis chapter 12. Go back there. Go back there. Go back there to where it happened. Genesis 12, verse 1. Let me read from verse 1, 2. You read verse 3 for me. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from the house, from thy father's house, unto a land I will show thee. Verse 2, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless them, bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Verse 3, everybody wants to go. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families. So what happened in verse 4? So Abraham departed, as the Lord has spoken unto him. And Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. So, what do you think this is speaking about? Hallelujah. What do you think this is speaking about? How does this event speak about our day, his day? Think, little star. Sir? He told him to depart. Yes? So what would that mean to us? 2 Corinthians, be fast. Got a long word. Ensure you are flowing. This is Bible study. The same way mathematics is boring in school, so also must Bible study. It must be lethargic, boring. I must not be giving you sweet ajasa. Hunger. Have you used hunger to cook soup? Let me see. Use hunger to cook soup. Just let me see, so I will never come to your house. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. It's so good that hunger in school days. Yeah. Just buy melon, tassinera, palm oil, some sprinkles of vegetable, just small like that. Put hunger, it still is done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is 1 week's tool. It will not finish. Praise God. God has helped us thus far. Verse 14. Want to go? Be you not unequally yoked together with who? Unbelievers. Why? For what fellowship at what? Righteousness with unrighteousness. And what communion at light with darkness? 15. And what concord at Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? 16. And what agreement at the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he's talking about how a day will come, we will have a set of people that will be separate from the world. Hallelujah. Say, I'm separate from the world. Say, I cannot be judged with the world. That's what he now says in John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but as what? Pass from death to life. Say, I have passed. Let me see you. Say, I have passed. Open your mouth. Say, I have passed from death to life. Say, I have passed from death to life. Say, I have been translated. Say, I have been metamorphosed from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. Say, I have been irreversibly changed. Irreversible. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, can I say this in passing? When he was saying, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall be one. And God said, I hate divorce. So what do you think he's saying? Type of what? Okay. Hebrews 11, verse 9. Think about that. I know we're going to fight about that one at home again. Praise God. Say, man should pack. That's right. Man is no longer with his father and mother. Praise God. You pack your load. So who should pack? The man or the woman? The scripture says the man should pack. So it's not wrong to stay in your mother-in-law's house, have you? Okay. Hebrews 11, verse 9. So we have seen that of verse 8, 7 and 8. Verse 9, are you there? By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10, want to be everybody? For he looked for a city, glory, which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Wow, I love that. That's so nice. Talking about our heaven today. Verse 11, through faith, right? Also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Verse 12, everybody. Therefore, sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in number, in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore. Hallelujah. So, Sarah was how old? 90-something, right? Abraham was how old? 100. So, why? Don't forget, I will discuss all those ones in Bible study. You know, it's not God that delayed Abraham till 95. Let me just say it this way. At 75, Abraham is already past due. Sarah is already past already. So, God simply saw a man with whom he can use to prove that with God, nothing will be impossible. Sarah's barrenness is, well, Abraham still had, Baba now. So, it's Sarah that had issues. So, Sarah's issue is not God orchestrated. It's not divinely. It's not orchestrated so that Isaac can come later. No. God saw a man in trouble. And God decided to use his trouble to showcase his glory. The trouble is not from God. Are you with me? Of course, that's not really in this topic. So, despite how hopeless man is, he is mighty to save, right? He is mighty to save forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus. I think we can sing for 2 minutes. Now, think about this. Remember that story of the rich man? Jesus told them, okay, how difficult it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Say, go and sell everything you have and sell everything and come and follow me. The man could not. And the disciples, they knew in themselves that, that would mean this kingdom, we have not even sacrificed enough. We have not sold everything ourselves. That would mean we are not yet there. Then I say, Jesus, so who then can be saved? Then I say, now I got your attention. With man, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he rose, conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Say it Savior, He has moved them. He has moved the mountain, okay? My God is
mighty to save.
Mighty to save.
He is mighty to save.
Forever.
Author of salvation.
He rose and conquered the grave.
Jesus conquered the grave.
So it was an impossibility. On that third day, nobody was expecting him at the tomb. Nobody. He said, I will die. I will be raised from the dead. On that third day, nobody was there. I tell you the truth. The same Isaiah that gave us that nice Isaiah 53. If he was alive on the third day, he won't be found there. The only lady we saw there, Mary Magdalene, she was not there to welcome him back. She was there to mourn. In fact, she was there to embalm him further. She brought what is that embalming thing that they use in their lab? Formalin solution. Nice guy. Oh, you use that one for your seller. Maybe you are a critic. Hallelujah. He came to embalm him further. But on third day, no, the God has saved mankind. He came out of the tomb. He was expecting that everybody would say, wow, Savior, welcome. Nobody. Now told Mary, say, go and tell them. I did what I said. I came out. He rose and conquered the grave.
Jesus conquered the grave.
Savior. Yeah, He has moved the mountain. My God is mighty to save.
Forever,
out of our
salvation.
He rose and conquered the grave.
Jesus conquered the grave.
Hallelujah. Give us the wiser. Thank you. Verse 13, Hebrews 11. So in Sarah's giving, putting to bed at Ignite, we saw how God will make the impossible possible. That is why in Christianity, there is no impossibility. Know what he said about Elizabeth and Mary? He said, even that, when he was talking to Mary, he said, even thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. Say, and this is the sixth month with she who was called barren, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. I love that place. He said, don't worry, leave him. First of all, he said, this is the sixth month with the person that you are calling barren. No, God can just do something to just challenge man. All of you call this woman, that is the wife of Zechariah, in Luke 1, say all of you are calling her barren. Say now, this is sixth month pregnancy with her. So, what do you have to say? Open check. Talk now. I say, with me, nothing shall be impossible. So salvation was not impossible with God. Man looks so irredeemable. Oh, if you read the book of Exodus, if you read the book of Job, you will see that struggle of man. Looking for life at all costs. It's right this vanity. What is happening? Job said, I knew there's a problem, but somebody needs to lay hold on both of us, like, and talking about the mediator. See, but he fought none. Ezekiel 33 said, Ezekiel 33 or 29, he said, I sought for a man to make the edge and stand in gap. See, I found none. But we found Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. What it seems is impossible, that redemption of man. You know, Abraham died, went well. Despite that, he obtained justification, of course, ahead of time, but he died because his son has not died. The sacrifice has not been offered. No, we'll see all that later. Go to verse 13 of Hebrews 11. Now, this is even where what I just said. Verse 13. Everybody want to go? Yes? These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims. Hallelujah. So they confess what they never saw. So you can see that they embraced them, but they didn't obtain everything. Why? The sacrifice has not been offered. Now, verse 14. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. 15. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. 16. But now they desire a better country, that is an heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. Where is that city? Where is that city? John 14, in Christ. Thank you. 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Stop there. If I finish this one, maybe I'll just skip the rest until Tuesday. That was one of the clearest you can find in the Old Testament. Isaac and Abraham. Genesis 22. It is like the peak of Abraham's confession. Genesis 22. Abraham embarked on a journey of understanding here. Are you with me? Let's do this. Verse 2. And he said, take now thy son. I'll be explaining a lot of concepts with this verse. Please get ready. Thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Now, this is the issue. Let me start from this. Abraham by then also had Ishmael, right? In fact, Ishmael is older than Isaac. But faith said Abraham had how many sons? One son. Oh. So, in that picture, we saw how God will save man. It will be one sacrifice alone. Wait. And that one sacrifice will be enough. So, although Isaac, listen to me, is not the only son of Abraham, but because Isaac is to foreshadow somebody, you know, Ishmael is the disobedience of Abraham, right? You know, Ishmael is the disobedience of Abraham. So because Isaac is to foreshadow a man that will be the only begotten. For God so what? Loved the world that he gave his what? Only begotten. God will have one sacrifice for man. Because, and that will mean there will not be two incarnations. Selah. Now, because Isaac is to foreshadow, listen to this, a man that will be the only begotten. When faith was speaking ahead of time, he said Abraham had one son. That will mean we have reality like this, and we have faith. Are you with me? Reality, Abraham has two. In fact, later, after everything, you know, later, Baba Nia, praise God. Father Abraham. Stop there. Thank you. Amen, amen. So now, please write this down. So, imperfect events will speak of a perfect sacrifice. Are you with me, brethren? Events that are not perfect, that are not coherent, will speak of a better sacrifice. True occurrence will be altered because we are talking about a higher reality. Events that don't tally, we will skip some details because we are talking about something higher. Now, the same thing is Melchizedek. Praise God. That's where I'm going. Hebrews 7. If you have ever been bastardized, brutalized, raped, dishonored because of tithe and offering, based on the theory of Melchizedek and tithing, let's see it now. Hebrews 7. From verse 1. Don't forget what I just read. Don't worry, just try and cope with me in this. I know I'm too boring, but just endure for the next 30 minutes and I'll be done. So Hebrews 7 verse 1, are you ready? Let's understand this. Once you go, yes. For this Melchizedek, right? King of Salem, priest of the Most High God. Listen, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. Verse 2, of to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all. First being by interpretation, the king of righteousness, and after that also, king of Salem, which is king of peace. Verse 3, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Hope everybody's looking at your Bible. His Bible. Everybody. Ensure your neighbor is looking at his Bible. Verse 4. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of his spoils. So, okay, let's go back to where the story exists. Genesis 14. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, from verse 17. This is the only historical documentation of Melchizedek in the entire Bible. Although we have the expression of his priesthood also in the book of Psalm, right? But historically, this is the only way we find him. So let's read it. Want to go? Yes. 14 verse 17. And the king of Sodom, read your Bible, everybody, went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Shedoraluminabi. What's that? Sorry. Okay. Or anything engineer sees is meter. And of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shavel, which is at the king's dell. Verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, listen, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. Verse 19. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of the heaven and the earth. Verse 20. And blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him the tithe of all. So, there will be a perfect priesthood in the future that we have no antecedent nor succession. Listen, the scripture, or men by the Spirit, by angelic help, saw the day of Jesus. They saw that the priesthood of Jesus will not have part two. They saw that Jesus' high priest will be once and eternal. He will not have a priest before him. He will not have a priest after him. Don't worry, we'll read Hebrews 7 very soon. So they put the priesthood of Melchizedek and deleted all the genealogy of Melchizedek intentionally. It's faith speaking. They deleted all the genealogy of Melchizedek intentionally so that he will appear neither to have was beginning nor ending. So Melchizedek is a man, a priest. He has father. He will have wife, I think. He has descendants. He is a king of that is, Salem is where what eventually became Jerusalem anyway. So he is a king, a mortal king. He died. But we want to speak about the day of Jesus. So when David in the psalm is now speaking, he has said, thou art a priest continually after the order of Melchizedek. So prophecy now said Melchizedek had no son. He had no father. Why? Why? Faith is speaking. Now, this is where I'm going. Are you getting what I'm saying? Did Abraham have only one son? But when faith is speaking, what did faith say? Why? Because that one son will foreshadow Jesus' only begotten nation in the future. So why is Melchizedek called without father, without mother? Because he is to foreshadow the priesthood of Jesus, which has no antecedent nor predecessor. Sorry, predecessor is the name of antecedent. Nor successor, right? Something like that. So, That scenario of him receiving tithe from Abraham was also prophetic. That's where I'm going. The scenario of Melchizedek receiving tithe from Abraham is also prophetic because, write this down, it will later speak of the superiority of the priesthood of Jesus. So write this down. You don't want to have your Bible. It's church. I'm too fast. Yes, just write the one you can write. I can't extend service to 1 o'clock So now, that will later, I'm talking about the tithe that Melchizedek gave to Abraham, it will later speak of the superiority of the priesthood of Jesus, which Melchizedek foreshadowed to the Levitical priesthood. Hallelujah. So it's not just about the tithe. If what you are seeing there is a tithe, you are the wrongest preacher in the world. You are so carnal. So what happened there is to prove that the less is blessed of the better. We go there very soon. Because same way, when you are talking about Abraham and Isaac in Genesis 22, do we talk about Mount Moriah? Hello? Do we do exegesis on Mount Moriah? What is Mount Moriah? That is the mountain where they took Isaac to. Okay, so do we do exegesis on the stick that Isaac is carrying? So all those things, even the ram said I was there, do we like to do more exegesis on this? So, where is this in the picture? It's the servant, Abby? Servant, and Sarah is at home. Abby? Praise God. I know Sarah never knew anyway. So the same way you don't do Bible study on the stick that Isaac was carrying on his head, same way you don't need to do exegesis on that tithe that Abraham paid. Focus on the lesson. What is the event to communicate to you? Let's now see it. Hebrews 7, right? I just love this. It's argumentative. It's analytical. We read it earlier. Come on, don't get tired. You have 20 more minutes in preaching. Hebrews 7 verse 5. Are you ready? Are you ready, everybody? Let's read together. Want to go? And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is of their brethren, although they come out of the where? Loins of Abraham. Good. Verse 6. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. Verse 7. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Verse 8. And here, that means in the Levitical priesthood, men that die receive tithes. But there, that means Abraham and Melchizedek, he received them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. Verse 9. And as I may so say, Levi also who received tithes, what? Paid tithes in who? Abraham. Wow. Verse 10. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Verse 11 is the key. Want to go, everybody? If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood. Stop. If therefore perfection is by the law of Moses, why? Read. For under it the people received the law. What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not to be called after the order of Aaron? Wow. Rhetorical question. Why? Next verse. For the priesthood being shared, yeah, there is made of necessity a change of the law. Is that clear? Why? Verse 13. For he who of these things has spoken pertinent to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance to the altar. For it is evidence that our law sprang out of where? Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. 15. It is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek,
there arise another priest who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power. So why did Melchizedek collect tithe from Abraham? So according to prophecy, the intelligence, who was paying tithe to Melchizedek? Is it Abraham? Who? Levites. Simple. According to prophecy, it's not even Abraham paying the tithe. It is only Levite that was still in him that gave Melchizedek. So that, because later the law will come to prove to you that the law is inferior to grace. Why? Because the priesthood, since Melchizedek blessed Levi, right? That means Melchizedek is the shaman. So that means now we have the priesthood of Melchizedek somewhere. Now we have the priesthood of Levi somewhere. So who is greater? Melchizedek. Hallelujah. So all those tithing is simply to prove that Jesus is better. Because Jesus is a priest after the order of who? Melchizedek, not Aaron, not Levi. Thank you for following. Let's continue. Tomorrow remains small. Good. Verse 22. Go to verse 17. For he that testify of he testified thou as a priest forever. Look at your Bible. After the order of Melchizedek. Verse 18. For there is verily a disannoying of the commandment going before. For the weakness and unprofitableness therefore. 19. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw near to God. And inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made priest. Verse 21. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of who? Melchizedek. 22. But by so much was Jesus made a surety of what? A better testament. Say grace is better. Say Jesus is better. That's why anybody that is trying to condemn you that we can even choose not to analyze those things in itself. Because you know, people who are saying women should not worry about that, they're not even serious. You don't even know what that means. Is it 22, Abby? 22, 5, Abby? You don't even know what he's talking about. But even if we choose not to talk it at all, to analyze with you, you are still wrong. Why? We've got a better sacrifice. A better covenant. Say, Jesus is better than the law of Moses. He said, for the priesthood being shame, there is made also of necessity a change of the law. So you have no right to use that place as a yoke of tithing. As a mercy, tithing is just one of the different tools used to communicate reality. Stick with the reality. Hallelujah. Say, I stick with the reality. So verse, where are we? 20, 21, right? 22 now. Okay. By so much, let's read together. I want to go. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. Verse 23. And there truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. 24. But this man, because he continued forever as an unchangeable priesthood. 25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him. Why? See, he forever liveth to make intercession for them. Why was the priesthood of Aaron bad? Why was it not perfect? The priest will die. Do you know the meaning? That would mean, maybe perhaps, for you to enter, let me say this way. For you to enter heaven, your priest must always be alive. So if you are in heaven, maybe you got born again, or maybe you died, you're not in heaven. And when you're in heaven, your priest that is on earth, he died. What will happen? They will pursue you from heaven. Say, where's your priest? He's dead. Leave this place. Hallelujah. But we have a priest that will never die. Glory to God. Shout glory.
Glory.
Open your mouth. Shout glory.
Glory.
Okay, now, verse 20, what? 25, right? 26. Okay. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. 27. Want to go, everybody? who needed not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once. Woo! For this he did once. All your confession of sins has been done once. When he offered up himself, you did not confess anything again. Next verse, 28. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forever. Hallelujah. So it's clear that it's not talking about tithe. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's about priesthood. Back to Genesis 22, verse 6. Yeah, I'm almost done. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, I love this, and laid it upon Isaac his son, right? And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Verse 7, and Isaac spake unto Abraham and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood. Where is the lamp for a burnt offering? The next answer will echo till eternity. I love this. Verse 8. This is also perfect. This is where Abraham should have U-turned. Verse 8. Hey, everybody want to go? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself, woo, a lamb for the burnt offering. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, but there is a... Now, let's see what this speaks about. Hold on. Yes, we know that God provided Jesus for us, right? He was like only begotten. He is the sacrifice of God, the lamb of God who does what? Takes away. So, no matter what you are trying to do for your sin, it cannot work. The only thing that can work for your sin is what God himself did for your sin. That is what you have to believe. You have to believe in how much you can cry, labor, fast. Yummy local, I'm tired of the valley. I am showing again. Casting not away. You are not. That is not your duty. The only God deals with sin. Is that clear? So now I'm saying something here. But verse 8, there is something else in verse 8. I don't know if you can see it. Now, Abraham said, God will provide a lamb for a burnt offering. Yet, what happened? So they went both of them together. Why, since God will provide a lamb, why not just leave Isaac behind? So, write this down. Salvation is God providing safety for man. Write it down like that. Salvation is God providing safety for man. Now, I also say it this way. Salvation is God's blueprint. Salvation is God providing safety for man. Salvation is God's blueprint. You have to sing about this reality. Salvation is God's architecture. See, you can only, Tola, are you with me? You can only accept it or reject it. You cannot redesign it. Please write it down like that. You can only accept his salvation or reject his salvation, but you cannot redesign his own salvation. So, to say a man that has believed the gospel can lose his salvation is to attempt to redesign salvation. It's your, now, for instance, it's your choice to get a girl pregnant. But once she is pregnant, everything that happens is beyond your choice. The baby will grow. I mean, there are some babies that God bless them. No, go to use all the drugs you know in this world. They won't go. Praise God. Go and call her Jiggy Jaga. Who knows Jiggy Jaga? You know now. Go and call him to perform CS. The baby will not go. So, but initially, it was your choice. So, that would mean after you are believed, some things will start to play that is beyond you. That is why in chemistry, we have two types of chemical reaction. One is called reversible reaction. Ooh, glory to God. But there are some reactions. Glory to God. They say they are irreversible. That will mean the product. That is not type of shadow. That will mean there is nothing you can do to the product to take it back to the reactant. Who remember equilibrium? Glory to God. Can you balance chemical reaction? You see how you are talking. Is that what you used to produce planting? Okay, so same way. Okay, let's leave chemistry. Let's come to. If you want to make a cake, at least you understand that one, right? What do you need to make a cake, right? Tell me one thing. Wait, let me ask some people. Bartolu, what are the ingredients for cake? Ingredients for cake. To make a cake. Egg. One. Two. Three. Hey! Butter, like it. Butter, sugar. If you add milk, you add the yolk and red. Okay, so now, once you mix your butter with your flour and everything that you want to put inside, once you mix it together, you mix it. You now put it into the oven. The cake now comes out. Immediately, the woman that you collected butter from say, no, that butter, I want to use it to produce, to do jollof rice tomorrow. No, I have a party tomorrow. There's no butter again in town. How can you extract your butter back? Say too late. Say a man that is going to the spirit is too late. That is the issue. It's not because of the works. It's not because of sin. Your choice has been suspended. It's your choice to mix it together. But what has been done? You have made some. We have covalent bond. We have equivalent electrovalent bond. We have. So there are some points, some bonds that once they are yoked. Glory to God. Like this one, you understand? Stella. Glory. Amen. So that is our God. Once you become a new creation, you cannot become natural again. You cannot. It's not me. That is the design of salvation. So this is what is available. You know, even in your bathroom, they say, hey, Oga, you want to do this money ritual. This thing you want to do, yeah, it's not going back, oh. Remember? That's why it's type and shadow. It's not going back, oh. Say, don't worry. Just give me the thing. When the demon start pushing you, now start running from West Garment Church to Joshua's Church to for deliverance. I say, sir, you have made a covenant. Oh. But if you bring 7 red cow, let's leave the rest, come to edify assembly. We take the cow to anywhere. Hallelujah. But we give it for free. We take the cow, right? Don't like cow? No, goat. Goat head. You say, sorry. So, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Now, somebody will now ask me, what of prophets, is it prophet or evangelist? Which one is it? What of evangelist Demas in the Bible? Bible says Demas has forsaken me. Like it's Jesus that is speaking in the place. Let's see it. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 10. You have to know that this epistle of 2 Timothy was written when Paul was in the prison. When Paul was about to be brought before Nero, the emperor, the second time. So, read, open. Don't get tired. Even if you are tired, just open, just read. It's normal to get tired in church. I'll buy Coke for you after service. That's if you are tired. Yeah. You think I'm God that does not change, right? Chapter 4, verse 10. Okay, one to go. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present word. And is departed to stop. So Demas left Paul's discipleship program. Not that he lost his salvation. Demas has forsaken me. Me there is not Jesus, it's Paul. Okay. Because It's just like Demas is no longer taking instructions from me. First, if you see it very well, it's not only Demas that forsook Paul. Read the rest. Who also? Christians too went to Galatia. Titus too. A whole Titus too. That we had a book, a whole epistle on. They all left him. Why? Because of the persecution. So don't use that scripture to teach how somebody can lose his salvation. Hallelujah. Demas left Paul. Paul, he stopped taking strength from Paul. See, so you can understand what he said. See verse 11. What's verse 11? Only Luke is with me. See? Take Mark and bring him with thee, for it's profitable for the what? Ministry. So what must have happened to Demas? He was no longer profitable for Paul's ministry. Paul's ministry. See verse 12. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. So he was not able to send Demas somewhere. Is that clear? So Demas did not do salvation. Just like some of you, that like my brother, that you ran away for how long? You are forsaking us. Sorry. No, the camera cannot see you. Then that's our Demas. No, don't say that. Okay, let's try and run this off. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11. How many pages do I have left? Okay, so small. Just 10. Verse 18. It's normal for us to load you up like this on Sunday so that throughout the week you have enough defense for all the things that are threatening your salvation, threatening that you will go to hell. Hebrews 11, okay, 18. Of whom it is said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. 19. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Ooh, glory to God. Back to what I was about to say the other time. So, when Abraham said, don't worry, Isaac, God himself will provide a what? Lamb for the burnt offering. Yet, he went ahead. He told Sarah, he said in verse 2 or verse 3, he told his servants, he said, me and the son, we are going. We will come back. Now, he had a mindset that we are going to kill Isaac, but he told them, we are coming back. Speaking about what? Jesus is resurrection. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thou will not leave my soul in hell, nor suffer the only one to see corruption. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Abraham saw that. Wow. And even today, we see tell some people that Jesus went to and say, Jesus, hell. No. No, it's not hell. That is your own hell. You ought to go there. No, remember our song? Do you know the English version right now, Brother Joshua? Hallelujah. 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 Yes? English version. Sorry, English version. This is not Yoruba church. Thank you. Okay, so in Genesis 22, verse 5, open. That's what I was reading the other time. And Abraham said unto his young men, I abide you here with this ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Hallelujah. That's what I was saying there. Let's pick one more person, then we'll be done. Hebrews 11, verse 20. Nobody, man is taking a lot of us to Mr. Biggs today. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory. We do our own reception this place. We think we are joking. Hebrews 11, verse 20. Don't worry, don't say I don't have cash. Start 737. It works. Are you, Bartolu? It works, right? 895, first bank. It doesn't work. GTB. Sorry, I'm preaching. Hebrews 11, verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Okay, I think I have to skip this one. This is so cute.
Because in my analysis, we have to enter Romans 9 and 10. But let's see this. He said he blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Jacob was not qualified for the blessing, but he blessed him. Esau was qualified, but he was not blessed. Now, hold on now. Before you think God was doing partiality, at the end of the day, Esau had much more physical wealth, more than Jacob. Even though it was Jacob that was blessed. So you can understand that that blessing of God is not to wish on Esau. What was the blessing? Simple. The Messiah will come through you. He will be called. No, they will call him the God of Israel, not the God of Esau. You understand? But will God not deny Esau too? No. So if Esau said, they have to say, God is my God too. God will not say, no, it's not for Israel. But the promise of, you know, the Messiah can only come through one man, right? It will be one person, no matter how good you are. In fact, even at the end of the day, you know that, you know, Ephraim and Manasseh, son of Joseph, at the end of the day, the Messiah did not come through them. As favorite, as good as they are. Joseph is the best guy in Genesis chapter 37, 38. The Messiah at the end of the day did not come through him. It must just be one person. It was Judah. Now, see where I'm going here. First Corinthians 1. So this was speaking of how God's grace will always be unmerited. Hallelujah. Hey, how self-righteousness will not qualify any man for righteousness. How self-righteousness will not qualify any man for justification. Why? Esau was qualified. But Isaac blessed who? Jacob. It's not a wish hunting. It's just speaking. Speaking that, hey, this God's grace will actually be for the man that is not qualified. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren. Look at this one, everybody. Look at this one. Don't get tired. You are in church. When you get home and you are watching the African magic, I'm not there to disturb you. And in case you see my picture, suddenly appear on your TV, blocking your African magic. You know it's a demon. Just cast him out. Okay? But in church, you look at me. You look at your Bible. Okay, 26. For you see your calling, brethren. How that not many wise men after the flesh. Wow, I love this. And not many mighty, not many noble are called. 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of this world to confound the things that are mighty, and the best things of this world, and the things that are despised at God's choosing. And yea, things that are not to bring to naught things that are. 29, does no flesh should glory. I love this. Romans 10 verse 1. Say I may not be qualified. Say I may not be qualified, but God loves me still. Say I may not be good enough, but he blesses me still. Say I may not even be spiritual enough for my pastor, but he loves me still. Because if God is to love you based on my own merits, I will give Brother Joshua S-F-9. Brother Joshua A-E-8. Brother Osilama. Carry over. Okay. So you're lucky God is not here consulting me like he consulted Abraham. What can you say about my servant? I said, that one, Okiro. No, Mike Okiro. Oh, this Bratolu. Okadibo. Be happy. If your pastor can determine your salvation. If he can start, you know already. Okay, Romans 10 verse 1. Brethren, see this. My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Verse 3. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves
unto the righteousness of God. That's strong. They left God's way of justification, which is to believe in his son. They went after, they are trying to fabricate their own way. Don't use powder. Don't use makeup. Don't use head like down. Don't use eye shadow. Is shadow or lash? Which one? You have shadow. You have example. Right there, eh? You understand? We don't use. Of course, there is like me. I'm for moderation. That's why you didn't see a ring on my ear. Maybe I can put down next week. Who knows? So I'm for moderation. But by the time you are not using it as if a guy just enters this church now with dreadlocks, dada, and now a big chain, labour. You know labour? Prepare. You know, remember? That's why I knew now. Okay, at least you know. Oh, nice one. We have not always been like this, seller. So you put a big chain, labour. Now, you know, just enters. The trotter is here. Zagin is here. Now enters. Bah, bah, bah. Graduation will just disappear into the world. Bah! See, that piece is not snapping. Let's hear. You got the kind of camera. Don't see this guy. Hallelujah. But no. See Romans chapter 8, verse. Sorry, did I say 8? Chapter 9, verse 30. Ooh. It's not by works, brethren. Christian growth, of course, you do things, we instruct you. But salvation is different from spiritual growth. It's different. Romans 9:30. What shall we say then that the Gentiles sees which follow not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? Try and come on Wednesday, we do more justice to all this. Verse 31. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, had not attained to the law of righteousness. Verse 32, everybody, let's read. You want to go? Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that. So that was the Esau and Jacob issue. God did not hate Esau. Is that clear? It was just talking about who the Messiah will come for. And in that type and shadow, we saw how God will bless even the man that is not qualified. In my house, I was like the black sheep of my house. Like, this engine that I can set from morning till next week today, they put the, then redeem them, RCG, they put the instrument of my church in my house. My mother will wake up early Sunday morning, carry engine, speak amplifier on her head, take it to church. Me, I'm not 20 years old then. Me, I will be at home. I won't answer. I will not go to church. I will not even to do anything. Like, everybody, they would drop the instrument again to my house. At times, once in a while, they would call me to come and help them to do some wiring. I'll just go there, help them, come back home. I don't do anything. But when I became born again, all of them now know that they have not done Christianity. I will sleep in church 7 days. No program. I'll just be there. See, I'll just wake up like this, bait, carry my bag, Bible, just get to church, open the window, be playing music. Just sit down there. Expecting spiritual growth. Like, I became a church kids with me. I was in ushering, I was in evangelism, I was in prayer, I was in drama, drama. I was in drama, I was in technical, of course, thank God, I'm the chairman. I designed. At times, when I said that this church is too boring, you know, I will create a problem in church. I will stay back to solve it. I must just be in church. When I became born again, everybody in my house now know that it's not enough to be a worker. They all became ministers. They all spoke in tongues. They all stopped confessing sin. You and who? When the vision became more than just let's read open heaven and let's just do some stuff. So I didn't know if you two are the black sheep of your house. Who is the black sheep over there? Hallelujah. You can be the best. Hallelujah. You can be the best. Don't say Joshua, please. His base in the house. Luke 18. Oh, glory to God. Brian Manuel, let's play the keyboard. Unless you don't want me to stop.
Luke 18. If you want to cancel, which one do you want? Should I stop or I should not stop? So you want to stop since? Let to go. Oh, sorry. Okay. Scriptures, please. Scriptures. Luke 18, verse 9. And he spake this parable unto them, unto certain which trusted in themselves. Wow. That they were righteous and despite others. Two men went up into the temple to pray. One a Pharisee, the other one a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed with himself. Can you see? He's praying with himself. So he prayed to God. He said, see what he's saying? God, I thank thee. I'm not sick credential. As other men are. Not like Brother Louis, he doesn't come to church. Extortioners. Unjust. They charge 15 naira for every star 70 reason. You understand? Adulterers. Even as these publicans. See the stupid man. Verse 12. I fast twice in a week. Is that one fasting? Twice. It was twice. Seriously, I give tithes of all I possess. Somebody left all. Somebody sold all. Nasty. Say, I give tithes. 10%. Smell it. And the publican standing afar off, who will not lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. One was trusting in himself. One was trusting the sacrifice. Of course, don't forget, in our own, Jesus has not died yet. So it was okay to say, have mercy on me, a sinner. This is just like a prayer of salvation to us today. You don't have to tell yourself, have mercy on me, a sinner today. But still, your boast, your pride must be in the sacrifice, not in your works. God did not need your qualification, brethren. No. He wants to bless you just like that. He wants to help you just like that. He wants to fill you with his power just like that. He wants to fill you with his spirit. I mean, in fact, he has done it just like that. He wants your days to be pleasurable without you sowing seed, without you paying tithes, without you first, without just doing anything. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Our God, he loves to bless. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, think about it. If somebody like the son of the guy that trekked from Lagos to Abuja in celebration of our president, if he's lucky to see the daughter of the gates, Dangote to toast. I want to ask. No, the girl will come to his house. Like, okay, right? Sorry, she will not even come to his house. The guy will come to her house. So, and if he's now, such wealth, if you have known the old British culture, such wealth can actually bring up some pride. So, it will be hard to boast. No, you just have to love the girl. Because you don't have anything else to give. But your love. You just have to love her. As in, just love her. But hey, before our God, we came into his house unqualified. All the wealth of Solomon. What did he say about him? Solomon in all his glory is not better than this flower. God never pride in all those. He said in Hebrews, he said in burnt offering and the 1,000 sacrifices that Solomon was doing, I have no pleasure. Ah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The same thing you will find, same type and shadow, when they are carrying the ark, and because something happened on the way,
they took the ark of the Lord, took it to the house of who? Obed-Edom, right? Remember that story? Say, no, just go and put him in his house, let him die. David looks like he was qualified, he was doing it against the way they spelled out in Numbers or Leviticus there. And death got hold of Uzzah, right? No, it's not Uriah, Uzzah. So, but they took this same thing to the house of Obed-Edom. Go and let him go and kill them. Maybe that man is even a rebel to the community. That's why he's living in the outskirts. But he was blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Say, I may not be qualified, but God loves me just like that. Learn to say these words. He does something to you. Say, I may not be qualified. Say, but God loves me and he blesses me just like that. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Kapali used to get sing the Holy Ghost. Yande Rosavi Balemanos Shetili Kete Ramalo Ripolima Sepolimante Kalate Katilebo Zepo Rate Kote Lempinta Kata Lapo Lipoli Rosa Tete Sikabila Makata Malamo Zeto Tada La pola rose kota da da de Che poli mala 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 le to ta to Ske poli mala rose ke pile da de de La pola mala 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 o Che poli mas ke ke de de Majesty Yes, please come here. Give her. Majesty, your grace has found me. Found me, Jesus. Empty and dead, and I'm alive. Oh, Majesty, Majesty. Empty-handed, you can be healed. Empty-handed, it can happen just like that. Never expect to qualify in ministry, in receiving. I may not qualify. Empty-handed, empty-handed, nothing. Empty-handed, yet I'm alive in your hands. Yeah. Empty-handed, yet I am anointed with the Spirit. Nothing to give, nothing to tender. I brought nothing to the table. Yet he loves me. He loves you. Empty-handed, majesty. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Majesty,
Jesus,
yes, for me,
yes,
for me, yes, for me, yes, for me, yes, for me,
yes, for me, just as I am.
Hold on. Pick your Bible, everybody. While standing, read the portion. Don't worry, just read it. Oh, nothing to offer, yet I am filled with your spirit. I sold nothing, I gave nothing. Oh, nothing, nothing. Any gospel of do this for God and he will do that for you is an eternal heresy. You, it's not only that you will not believe it, you must speak against it. You must be voracious against any gospel that tells man to drop anything to connect to the grace of God. It's free. Freely have you given. Freely you give. Romans 8, everybody. Romans 8. 28. Let me read 28. You read 29 and 30 as loud as you can for me. And we know that all things who work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. What are the all things? Verse 29. Everybody want to go? For whom he did foreknown, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Woo! Next verse, what's there? What shall we? If God be for us, who can be against us? Next verse. He. But freely deliver him up for us all. How shall he not with him freely give us? Say freely. Say freely. Say freely. Now when he say all things work together for good, he's not saying sickness and malaria work for your good. No. You will not be sick. But in case you are sick, in that sickness, God will heal you. What are the other things? He called you. He predestinated you. He foreknew you. He justified you. He glorified you. See the words. He did it. That's the word there. It's not we did it. He did. I received. What is salvation? I received. Lastly, your grace has found me just as I am.
Empty-handed and left us empty-handed. He made us better. So much better. To them that he called, he justified, and he glorified. We are the glorified ones. We are the glorified ones. Of course, we always, before him, we always say we are empty-handed, but we know that forever we are changed. We are better. We are better. We are better. Praise God. Let us have it. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Journey of Jesus concerning his son. We'll keep following the series, so in case you missed one and two, don't forget, get it online so you can follow the series through concerning the Son, our Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. All right, so this is the Edifying Assembly. I'm here with us for the first time. I think I know the person with us for the first time. Just say hello so we can greet you before we move on to the other announcement. Here, Brother Michael, Sister Evziba, Sister Daniela. Let's say go and greet them. Welcome them to church.
We fellowship together. We edify.